Welcome to the Mixing Babies and Business podcast, where parenthood meets professional development. We'll be covering all things business, flexible, and remote work with kids. I'm your host, Amy Lynch, and I'll be interviewing inspiring guests who've been showing up as their full selves as parents and blurring the lines between their personal and professional lives. Visit mixingbabiesandbusiness.com to join our movement of parents seeking to invest in themselves alongside their kids. Our next guest on the podcast is Carla Briones. Carla Briones is an award-winning Mexican-Canadian serial entrepreneur and a mom of two kids with a passion for helping others succeed in their business journey. She uses over a decade of experience running multiple businesses to mentor, coach, and help new immigrants become successful entrepreneurs in Canada. She works with founders through her company, Carla Briones Consulting, and Invest Ottawa's advisory programming, and gives back to her community through organizations including Futurepreneur Canada and World Skills. Our conversation took place in September before our kids started back at school in Canada and is split into three parts. So stay tuned for future episodes where we talk about all things parenthood, starting a business as a newcomer to Canada, and learning to invest in yourself. This is part one of our chat with Carla. Let's get into it. My first question that I had for you, I'm sure this will change throughout the month of September and throughout the year, but as the owner of multiple businesses and as a parent and during the pandemic that is ongoing, how have you found yourself adapting your workflows within your businesses to work around your family and the changing situation?
Oof, it's been hard, like really, really hard. I'm used to go. So I really had to adapt in allowing more interruptions throughout the day than normal, like a lot more. And I almost feel that I'm like, you know, like half doing everything. So whereas before I could just focus on all of the things at once and like really like tick all of the stuff in my to-do list. And during the pandemic, it's been a game of, or an exercise of letting go. If I was able to tick off one or two things, then that was a successful day. So it's been really hard. I've been struggling with it. I still struggle with it, I mean, to be honest, and trying to be a good parent and a good business owner and a good wife and a good daughter and all of these other things, other commitments. So it's a work in progress, and it will continue to be a work in progress, I guess.
Yeah, and we should say you have multiple pets as well, which all probably require attention.
Yes. So I've mastered the act of closing my door. which works great for the animals, but not so great for the kids.
Yeah, mine has windows, which seemed nice at the start, but now I'm like, oh, this, you have to clean it all the time or not clean it. I just leave it. I have finger marks everywhere.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, the next question is probably changing day to day too. There's no average day, but do you have some semblance of a routine that you're trying to stick to so that you can start your day the same way or end it the same way?
Well, I do start my week the same way. It's I do have a schedule that I follow, or I try to plan my week with a panda planner, which is just basically the one tool that I've actually enjoyed using, and it's just like a pen and paper type of calendar. And I end up looking at, you know, what I have scheduled on my phone, and then I kind of put it down into paper because I'm a visual person, and that kind of keeps some level of normalcy in there. I do have certain meetings throughout the week with my staff that are, you know, come hell or high water, they happen. So that's like an anchor as well throughout my week. And then a couple of kids' activities that are also my anchor, but everything else, it's it's very fluid and it changes on a daily basis.
So I follow you on social media and I see you get outside a lot. You seem to go hiking or do a lot of outdoor activities, either by yourself or with your kids. Do you find that that helps you kind of hit the reset button when you're feeling unmotivated or a bit deflated or your energy levels are changing? Like, what do those kind of activities do for you? And do you have any other activities that you're doing to try to get out of your head and into your body?
Absolutely. Yeah. So every Sunday I try to do hiking Sunday. So I try to go and discover a new trail. And like you said, sometimes it's with my family, sometimes it's just myself. myself, depending on everybody's activities. But I do try to at least once a week get out, just because my office is in my home. So I find that this summer I didn't get out as much as I normally do, because normally like I'm out and about meeting with clients or meeting with friends or people. And obviously this summer that wasn't a possibility. So I found myself doing a lot of Zoom meetings in my basement. So I really needed to get out on Sundays and go for a walk or discover a trail or a waterfall, something. That was sort of like, Sundays are usually like my little mini retreat days to go in down in nature and enjoy it, because throughout the week I haven't had that opportunity. And then in terms of other ways of getting out of my head and into my own body, I want to say that, or I wish I could say that I'm really good at it. I'm not. Like, I'm always a work in progress. Sometimes I'm better than others, but I do try. I have a spinning bike, so I do try to do some physical exercise. I know that for me, physical exercise is very important. So I try to incorporate that anytime, anywhere I can, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, either a spinning bike or, some strength training or whatnot. And again, everything has been at home, unfortunately, this year. So I am missing that social interaction of the physical activity, but I do get it with my family on Sundays for sure.
I'm so like you when it comes to, like, I just can't switch off. Even if I'm switching activities, I'll get, maybe an idea will come to me or solving a problem, or I'm, you know, even the most mundane tasks, that's kind of like my brain's in a different gear. So stuff rises to the surface. So yeah, I feel like I have a really hard time switching off myself. But I see, like, you're just so relatable and raw on social media. And that includes not just Instagram, but your LinkedIn as well. Mm-hmm. And I find it so refreshing, because there's a lot of look at me winning at life posts everywhere you look, especially on corporate platforms or B2B platforms. It can be really just very corporate, which I guess that's what it was designed for. But I find your updates are so refreshing and real. And you comment, you reply to all the comments, you engage with people. I know from meeting you in person that you're a very sociable person, and you go to a lot of events and you invest in yourself a lot. So how has the way that you engage online kind of been filling the void of not having those opportunities right now?
That's a great question. I think I've always enjoyed social media. Always. I've always enjoyed that social aspect of it, because my life has been very compartmentalized. Like, I've been a mom and I've been so involved in the businesses that at the beginning, well, you know, as a mom, your social life kind of takes a hit. So I found social media a way to kind of fill that void, which was great. But then at the same time, there's a lot of masks that people wear in social media, and it just, that those masks just don't mm-hmm. feel authentic to me. So what you see is what you get on my social media. That's actually truly how I speak, and that's truly how I am. And if I'm feeling down, you will read it and you will feel it, because I can't pretend to be something that I'm not. And actually, it's really funny, because I just posted something on Instagram, and I was going to do it on LinkedIn too, but then I had this interview where I took the full long weekend off, and I didn't have a lot of internet signal, so I couldn't, you know, I was forced to not be on social. And then the biggest mistake that I made when I came back home was to check LinkedIn, and oh my God, it's like, it's so nerve-wracking, because after, you know, 3-4 days of being off, I go in LinkedIn and I see all of these like super high achievers and like B2B stuff and like look at me and all of that. And then it's like, I'm feeling anxious and I'm feeling like I'm not on top of my game for taking those 4 days off. But then I was like, you know what? What do I need to hear right now? I need to hear that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be and that I'm doing just fine. So I actually posted that on Instagram, and I was going to post it on LinkedIn just to say, hey, like... This is real. This is what a business is human. This is what being in business is about. Some people may not really show it or may not be as transparent as I am, but it's funny because when I post those types of posts, like the raw ones, the vulnerable ones on LinkedIn, those are the ones that get the most traction. Those are the ones I get a lot. I get a lot of DMs. So a lot of people, I would say about 80% of the comments that I get from those posts are comments that I receive from my DMs, not on the actual walls, like on the actual comment section. a lot of entrepreneurs saying, oh my goodness, like, thank you for posting that. I just wanted to reach out and say that you're speaking exactly how I'm feeling, which I find very interesting because I think there's still a stigma or something that they don't want to comment publicly, but they want to comment privately. I don't know if there's a stigma of them, you know, doing it that way versus commenting publicly for not being showing their own vulnerabilities. But it's just really interesting that those posts are the ones that get the most traction, but the most traction, I actually get it privately.
Yeah, I've had the same thing happen, but they've been, you know, pretty deeply personal posts, and people have been then sharing their deeply personal experience. And I've written about this in the past, that if it makes me feel like I'm going to throw up, then I know I have to share it.
Exactly.
Because somebody else needs to hear that. Big thanks to Carla for taking part of her day this past fall to talk about how she's been adapting her workflow during the pandemic and why she believes business is human. Stay tuned for our next few episodes, where we'll talk about how becoming a parent became a catalyst for her starting her entrepreneurial journey, what she's learned along the way, and what advice she has for newcomers to Canada who are looking to start their own business. Check out Carla and her work at carlabrianas.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your network or leave a review for us. You can access more parent-friendly professional development by signing up to our newsletter on our website at mixingbabiesandbusiness.com. Thanks for listening.